A father who lost his daughter in the November Paris terror attacks is suing Twitter, Facebook, and Google. Reynaldo Gonzalez, whose daughter is Noemi Gonzalez, says the websites provided material support to the Islamic State by letting them use the social networks to spread propaganda. Twitter said in a statement that the lawsuit is without merit. So we have there a story about social media, but other stories filter through social media. Let's take a look with Femi Okeh. She hosts the stream on Al Jazeera English and joins us from Washington. And Femi, the lawyer for the father, is arguing that these social media companies violated the Federal Anti-Terrorism Act by giving them a voice on the Internet. There's another lawsuit pending against Twitter by the widow of an American killed in an ISIS attack in Jordan last year. So what's been the discussion about all of this?
Well, Robin, it's been well known by social media sites that they do have criminal activity on these sites. For instance, Twitter regularly closes down accounts when they feel that they are connected to ISIS or any terrorist or armed group. The same too goes for YouTube. But they rely on users to actually report the activity. So there is a button to report unusual usage or to block accounts, and then they follow up on that. But if you think about how you set up a Twitter account, you don't even have to use your real name. I could call myself at Robin Young. Mm. Fabulous, and set up an account right now, literally before the end of this segment, and start tweeting out and put all kinds of material on. And it could be weeks before Twitter realizes that I might be tweeting out criminal activity or perhaps recruiting. So that is a major problem for them. They do police it very tightly. YouTube does as well. YouTube will, as soon as they know about an account and they feel that it is an account that may be dangerous, they will close it down. But they can keep popping up. So how do they even police this?
Yeah. Well, we're going to follow and see what happens with these lawsuits. Obviously, the families think that they should. But let's take a look at some other stories gathering steam on social media. One about Emily Austin, the sideline reporter with Fox Sports Florida. But she was actually, I think, on some sort of internet thing. What happened?
Well, she was on Facebook Live. If you haven't come across Facebook Live, it's a bit like cable broadcasting, but for the Facebook generation. So you can stream live and you can do little reports and they can go out on the over the internet, and a little bit more informal than perhaps doing a show on Fox Sports, for instance.
Well, so, not as informal as she made it.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. She was chit-chatting on a show called Barstool Sports. It was very laid back, very relaxed. And one of her comments was, "I didn't even know Mexicans were that smart," followed by comments about Chinese people and Jewish people. And the more she tried to say, "I didn't mean it like that. No, I didn't mean it like that," she just dug deeper and deeper and deeper. You know that saying, you know, when you reach bottom, stop digging.
Yeah.
She dug beyond bottom.
Yeah.
Now, this is the internet. Who is paying attention? Her bosses were paying attention. She is now fired. I'm actually right now on Twitter. I'm looking at her account at Emily Austin _. And her last tweet says, "I made a terrible mistake. I was in an environment where I was trying to be funny and made a joke, and my comments were insensitive." She says that. She still doesn't have a job.
Well, a cautionary tale there. But one last story. Donald Trump touted his appeal with the LGBT community this week, talking about how the gays love what I've said about banning Muslims and immigrants. What's going on with the reaction on social media?
So Donald Trump said at a rally, "I am a better friend to the LGBTQ community than Hillary Clinton. Just ask the gays." Of course, in a nanosecond, you had hashtag ask the gays. The gay community replied with some amazing memes and comments. Things like, "Go home, wig." lots of comments that actually just show that maybe Donald Trump doesn't have the best of friends in the LGBTQ community. It was fast, it was swift, it was a fierce response. I highly recommend you look online and look at hashtag Ask the Gays. It will entertain you for at least 15 minutes.
But it's also very kind of an important conversation, because he assumed that the gay community would agree with his banning on immigrants and Muslims. He says they know what they think and what they do, Muslims and immigrants, not only in Saudi Arabia, not really remembering that many American gay lesbian citizens are Muslims, you know. So, swift reaction there.
Yeah.
Femi Okeh, she hosts the stream on Al Jazeera English, and it helps us look at how the news filters through social media. Femi, thanks as always.
You're very welcome.